Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dude, my neck hurts so fucking bad. It's so stiff, man. Probably from just like eating so much pussy, man. That angle is just terrible. that's not true. I haven't left the house in like 3 weeks. Pushing P, popping purple pickles in my anus, bitch. I'm pushing P. Sally down by the seashore, man, she sucked my piece. Me and Sally got a sexual relationship going on. Me and Sally, well, not nowadays, not like when Sally was like 12, right? Or was Sally, how old was Sally? Nobody knows how Sally was, but all I know is that Sally was selling seashells down by the seashore without a permit. She should be in prison and hanged. Maybe not hanged, that was a little far. Nobody's hanging Sally. Let's not hang Sally. Sally's fine. Everybody leave Sally alone. Me and Sally, I'm trying to build a family with Sally, okay? Sally's a great gal, okay? Sure, she was selling seashells down by the seashore. She did a few things here and there. Maybe she got a little bit involved with the Russian mob. Maybe she didn't. I don't know. She did a lot of things, and she might have sucked a couple dicks on the corners for $25, but sometimes that's what you got to do when you're trying to build a business, okay? A lot of these people, you know, they're like, oh, screw the billionaires, dude. You know how much cock Mark Zuckerberg had to suck? A lot of cock, and you would have did it too. Okay, so what? So what, right? Steve Jobs, Apple. Sure, Steve Jobs died, but then the other guy had to take over the company. What are you going to do about it? Sure, he took over the company. So what? People in China try and kill themselves every day because of the fucking terrible health conditions. So what? Thousands of people died trying to build iPhones. At least you get to play Angry Birds. That's really all that matters at the end of the day, okay? Who cares that people died? Who cares, right? That's not important. What's important is that you could FaceTime your friend whenever you want because you have so much anxiety from just the world around you, right? Who cares? Dude, I don't even remember my joke that was supposed to start this podcast episode. I'm so sorry for that. What did I even say? Speaking of Jeff Bezos, absolute fucking garbage of a human being. Normally the podcast comes out on Wednesdays, as you guys know. Today, you're listening to it. If you're listening to it today, it came out. It's Thursday. I know. Fucking sue me. I'm sorry. I recorded on Tuesday. Then I go to edit it Tuesday night. Come to find out that the fucking mic was fucked up the entire time. I heard nothing. So listen, Mr. Bezos, you sold me this fucking cable here. So why don't you come to my house so I can wrap this thing around your neck and hang you from my ceiling fan? And then I'm going to take a stick and beat you like a fucking pinata, Jeff Bezos. And then I'm going to start beating the shit out of him. And eventually it's going to open up and it's just going to prove that he's a little robot. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. It's going to be like a quinceañera, except what is quinceañera, by the way? What's that number? I failed out of Spanish too. Look at me. You think a white guy's going to pass Spanish class? I could barely pass English class. What is it? Hey, Siri, you fucking whore. Listen, not right now. I don't want to have sex, but later we will. What is a quinceañera? Oop, she didn't catch all that. Ooh, sex quinceañera. Oh, this is going to be... Oh, this was an interesting Google search. Oh, wow. Okay. Holy shit. All right, we're going to have to delete that out of my search history. Otherwise, that's going to be a problem. Quinceañera. What is it? Is it when they turn 15? Why did I even Google it? I knew it was when a feminine girl turns 15. I'm gonna turn Jeff Bezos. This is gonna be his quinceañera because I'm gonna slash his fucking penis off of his body as he's hanging from my ceiling fan. Listen to me right now. I'm gonna fucking Bezos. I'm behind on schedule. I'm stressed out. I just drank 400 milligrams of caffeine. I'm fucking rocked. I will kill anything right now. I'll fucking dude. If somebody told me to jump off of a roof right now, I would. If somebody told me to jump off my roof right now, I would, and I would believe that I would live. Or don't you? Dude, everybody's got to have a friend like that, by the way. These are the best kind of friends. The ones that are like, literally all you have to do to get them to do something is say, you won't, or just like call them a pussy, and they immediately do it. Like, it's the best thing ever. I have a couple friends like this, or maybe just one. I can think of a few. Like, literally all you got to do, you'd be like, dude, I bet you won't tase your balls. And he's like, dude, that's so stupid. I won't do that. And I'll be like, you won't. He'll be like, where's the fucking taser? I'll light my nuts on fire right now. Give me the lighter, bro. I don't need kids. I need respect. I don't need kids. I need respect. Give me a lighter, bro. I'll light my fucking nuts on fire. I don't give a shit. You think I care? They'll do anything. You got to love that about those guys, though. They're so committed. They're so committed to helping everybody out. Are you guys pushing P? I don't even know what the fuck it means. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I don't know what it means because I'm white or because everybody doesn't know what it means, but everybody's lying to me, okay? Everybody on the internet, they're like, are you pushing P? Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Like, it's funny. Like, it was funny for like a day. But now, like, I see all these people fucking everywhere on the internet, man. Like, it's fun. Like, it's kind of funny to say, like, pushing P or whatever. Like, I get it. But, like, now it's, like, starting to trickle down into, like, the 14-year-olds. And they're like, oh, dude, you don't use a slug jug on Fortnite? You're totally not pushing P, brother. Like, I swear to God, dude. I feel like some priest at math next week is going to be like, you want to talk about, listen, I know the youngins are, talking about pushing P. I'll tell you what is pushing P. Helping your neighbor and being kind to one another. In today's chapter of Matthew 3:16, we're going to talk about... you know what is pushing P? Dying for your sins. Jesus was pushing P. Oh yeah, Father Mike? Or Father Pete? Are you pushing P? I don't think you are. Fucking jacking off little kids behind the school. Call that Father Pete. That's not pushing P, is it? Yeah. That's not pushing P, Father Pete. You little fucker. God, dude. Some of these priests, man. Some of them are so hypocritical, man. Also, by the way, you know what irritates the living shit out of me about priests? By the way, I haven't even looked at my phone. We're not looking at notes today. I'm so pissed off. This is just going to be a stream of consciousness for the next hour, okay? I don't give a shit. I'm just going to talk, and we're going to say some words, and we're going to have some laughs, and everybody's going to have a good time. I might have to delete that I said I'm going to hang Jeff Bezos for my ceiling fan, but maybe I won't have to. I don't know. By the way, really quick, before I get into my next joke here that I was going to make fun of priests, I am starting a Patreon, or at least I'm going to. A lot of people were getting mad at that. Hey, let's all take a breath and think about why Anthony might be starting a Patreon. What have you not noticed in the past 3 weeks? Ads. Anthony, why have there been no ads? Last week I called Papa Smurf a pedophile. Why do you think I don't have ads? God, sorry. I'm not mad at you. I'm just upset with life in general. I'm on a lot of caffeine. I almost took an Adderall, and if I did, I probably would have... This probably would have taken a different route, okay? I probably would have been having heart palpitations at the moment. But good thing I didn't take the fucking Adderall, and you should be happy too. Listen. I don't even know what I'm saying. Listen. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, the reason I'm starting a Patreon, I'm not going to say it directly, but I mean, listen. If you own a brand and you're paying somebody and then the next week they call Papa Smurf a pedophile and say they're going to murder a bunch of children, are you still going to pay them? Probably not. So that's the position I'm in. I'm not trying to steal your fucking money, okay? I'm just trying to pay for bills, okay? I'm just trying to pay for things. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for wanting to pay for the bare necessities of life. Anyways... Also, I have merch coming out. We'll get into that more later. The podcast merch is coming out. If you're listening to this on Thursday, the merch drops tomorrow. Fucking the link will be down below, or follow the Instagram, Kicking It With Kaz. All the information will be over there. Anyways, listen, dude, some of these priests want to talk about hypocritical. This is the one thing. So I grew up in like the Catholic Church. My family was very religious, very Italian. So literally like Catholic Italian, you could like, you know, very... We weren't like involved with the mob, obviously. That would be a really weird way to start a podcast. I just slipped that in there. I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, fucking, I mean, my uncle, yeah. I mean, he killed people. He might have not killed people. I mean, we don't ask questions, but at the bottom, you know, that would be a weird way to just slip it in. Like, I'm like, yeah, you know, Catholic Italian, my Uncle Ran the fucking Chicago Mafia. We killed 300 people. But I mean, at the end of the day, we were just trying to make a living. Okay? We were just trying to make a living. But anyways, listen. These priests, very hypocritical of them. Because what they like to do is, like I said, growing up, I would always notice people would always come up to the priest with a problem after mass. They'd be like, blah, blah, blah. My son got hit by some guy on crystal meth. He hit him in the head with a wiffle ball bat. And he's got internal head trauma. Will you pray for him? And then they're like, I'll add their name to my prayers. And then like 60 to 80 people after mass will go up to the priest. And then every single one, he's be like, I'll add it to my prayers. You're not pulling out a notebook. You're not writing these things down. I know you're not going to remember it all, you little prick. So that's, and I know they have good intentions. I'm not getting pissed off at the priests. All right, I'm sure most of them are good. Some of them touch little kids. There's a fine line. Anyways, these priests, I don't even know what I've said for the past fucking 10 minutes that this has been. Listen, we're just going to keep rolling. These priests, if it's your first time here, listen, no, there's no intro. No, I'm not going to say the number of the episode because you have eyes you could fucking read. And if you're blind, it's episode 28, or at least I think it is. I might have gotten that wrong. But these priests, anyways, sorry, I'm getting really off track today. I think my ADHD is off the fucking walls. I've been all over the place recently. I don't know what I've been doing. I don't know if it's like a lack of nutrition or like a lack of like oxygen to the brain, but I have just been fucking absolutely off my rocker for the past week. I don't know what's going on. I'm extremely behind on all of my work, and I'm slowly losing my mind. Is it an existential crisis or is it my ADHD? That's a fun little game I like to play every week. Anyways, these priests, they say you're going to pray for you. I know you're not praying for 60 fucking people. They're like, I'm going to remember their name. No, you're not. No, you're not. Just be like, hopefully I'll remember it. Also, that made me think about the fact, you know, when you have like a shitty, what do you call it? Like when you have like a small injury and then people will be like, I'm praying for you, man. You know, like you'll post on Instagram or like the people who are like so desperate for attention that when they get in the hospital, they like post their little little bracelet and they're like, don't worry about me. If I wasn't supposed to worry about you, then why did you post it to your Instagram story? I'm just curious. Next time somebody does that, I'm going to swipe up on their story and they're going to be like, don't worry. And I'm just going to swipe up and I'm going to be like, I wasn't concerned in the slightest. And they could be like, don't you care if I live or die? I'd be like, quite honestly, no. You have no impact on my life whatsoever. Like, am I going to be upset? Yeah, I'm going to be upset that I have to take time off work and attend your funeral. But other than that, I'm going to be chippy as fuck. I'm going to be happy as a clam. That was mean. I shouldn't have said that. I would care if I knew somebody and I went to their funeral. Like, I would be upset. But I'd get over it after 30 minutes. But the thing is I hate those people because you're just lying to me. You're just lying to me. You don't have to tell me your little lies, you little bitch. They come up to you. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, say I like, or like this happened in high school too. Actually, this is a real world example, actually. So you're welcome for this. In high school, I tore my shoulder. Had to have surgery. Tore my shoulder makes it sound a lot worse. I tore my labrum. I mean, the entire back, it was kind of bad. The entire back half of my, shoulder was torn off. Well, not torn off, like the ligament, the labrum, gone, shredded to pieces. Which, by the way, I don't know if you guys knew this, MRIs, I thought they were like peak technology. I thought like if you took an MRI and they saw nothing, like nothing was wrong with you. But that turns out that wasn't the case, and I found that out pretty quick. I got an MRI in like, say 2017. I don't remember the exact date, but let's say 2017. I don't remember. Or sophomore year, junior year. Junior year? Sophomore year. Sophomore year, I got an MRI, and they were like, we don't see anything in your shoulder. They go, they literally looked at me. It was essentially like they were like gaslighting me in the office. I'm like, I'm in excruciating pain. The doctor's like, you're probably just a pussy and B, you need to suck it up. And I was like, okay. Like, I was like, I walk into the office, like barely able to move my arm. They took an MRI and he goes, listen, I think you just sprained it and you're kind of being a little bit of a bitch right now. And I was like, what? No, I think there's something else wrong. And he's like, well, the MRI says different. So anyways, long story short about my shoulder, they threw me into therapy for a year. After I end therapy, they were like, how do you feel? I go, I'm still in a lot of pain. And even the physical therapist was like, listen, buddy, I have no idea. Like, I think it's just all in your head. I go, I promise you it isn't. Anyways, long story short, they eventually decided to do the surgery. They go, as soon as they open the back of my shoulder up, they realize that the entire back half of my shoulder was shredded to pieces. How did you not see that in an MRI? Like, I'm genuinely curious. I thought this was peak technology. Apparently it isn't. Anyways, back to the people. Like I said, in high school, everybody that would come up to me, they'd be like, oh my God, what happened? I'd be like, I tore my shoulder. And they're like, oh my God, I'm praying for you. No, you're not. No, you're not. Nobody ever says that. Nobody actually ever means that, okay? Even some of these people that I knew, they would come up to me. They'd be like, I'm praying for you. I'd be like, and I'm looking at them. I'm like, I know you're an atheist. You don't even believe in the action of prayer itself. Why are you lying to me? You don't have to lie to me. You just be like, I hope you get better, man. That's it. That's all I would have needed. That's all anybody really needs. Especially for like little injuries like that. Like they're always like, you know, you snap your fucking ankle or something like that. And they're like, oh, sending prayers. You're not sending shit, okay? The only thing you're sending is lies and false hope, you little bitch. Just absolute lies, just spewing lies and information into the void. That's all people really do. It's really, I mean, it's much easier to lie. I'm going to be honest with you. I get it. I get why people be like sending prayers, you know? But at the end of the day, are you really, the only thing that you're sending is a text to your friend being like, did you see Anthony broke his ankle? What a fucking piece of shit. What a pussy. That's the only thing you're sending is gossip behind my back. You hit me up my line. You're like sending prayers. And then you hit up your friend and you're like, can you believe this fucking loser? God, talk about weak bone marrow. What a pussy. Talk about a lack of calcium. God, couldn't be me. LOL. Seriously, sending prayers. Shut the fuck up. We all know you haven't. The last time you prayed was in 2011 when you had a panic attack. When you smoked weed and you thought you were dying. Sitting in your bathroom. Haven't prayed for your... That's one way to turn an atheist into a Christian. Just give them shit weed. They'll be on the bathroom floor reciting the fucking rosary. That's all you gotta do, man. You want somebody to believe in God, dude? Give them shitty weed. That'll turn an atheist into a fucking hardcore Christian. They'll be on the bathroom floor just fucking, please, I promise I'll never smoke weed again, I swear. I'll never smoke weed again. Then they wake up the next day fine and they're like, I'm gonna go fucking do crystal meth. That sounds like a great idea. Oh my God. Seriously, man. What did I even open this podcast with? I was going to open the podcast with my impression of Megan Thee Stallion, the country singer. Here, let me do it for you real quick. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my fat shit. God gave me this pussy, so you know I'm going to pop it. That's funny. That's funny. That would have been a nice way to start the episode. It would have been a fun way to start the episode. I like the country folk, you know? But I'm not a big fan of the ones that, you know, say the N-word, but, you know, the other ones are cool. They're fun. They're a good time. They're a hoot and a half. I like to think so. They have fun. They have a good time. Did I ever tell you the story of when I was riding an ATV and I thought I fucking cracked my skull open? That's a good story. But it's not that funny, though. It's kind of just, like, traumatizing. Not really. I don't know. Anyways, long story short, I was at an ATV. I was getting a little cocky. I think I had a helmet on. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't. But I was driving around. I was in the upper peninsula of Michigan. And I was getting a little cocky. We were on like this back track that they built, like a literal dirt track. And I let the bike take control of me for a second. And next thing I knew, I was in a bush. In excruciating pain. And then they were like, are you okay? And it was one of those moments where I had to play it off. Like, I deadass could not breathe and I was seeing stars. And then these kids came up to me and they're like, oh, fuck, bro, you good? And I'm like, I don't care, I'm all right. It was a little scrape. I don't know, I'm good. I'm all right, I'm fine. The fuck was I going to talk about? I don't know what I was going to talk about. Do you guys know what I was going to talk about? Dude, I'm upset, thoroughly upset. Oh, anyways, dude, also some of those people that I knew, do you ever see some of these farmers, or like the farmers that are, not some of these farmers, but the farmers that, I guess they're not farmers, the ones that like breed animals, the people that like breed animals and like raise them like for meat, right? Because you can't kill them right away, right? Because that's not how that works. You got to raise them. Well, I mean, you could kill I mean, veal is baby cow. You ever have veal? Dude, the first time I was eating veal, and I go, I don't really like how this tastes. What is this? And they go, baby cow. I go, you're sick. Baby cow. I didn't even know that was legal. Anyways, the people that, like, raise cows and, like, raise animals for, like, meat, I don't understand how you could do that. Like, you got to be a different type of person. I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, build a connection to this animal. You give it a name, possibly. Maybe you name it Freddy. I don't know why I named it Freddy, but I wanted to name it Freddy. You name this little fucker Freddy. And then you, like, raise it. And then, like, on its third birthday, you're like, hey, bud. Happy third birthday. They're like, thanks, man. You feel any older? I feel pretty good. You know, I feel young, but I feel good. And they're like, listen, we got a little present for you behind the shed. And he's like, what? Really? You didn't? No, you didn't have to. No. Oh, come on. No, I insist. All right. Oh, my God. Third birthday. I wonder what's behind the ship. Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What would you like today? Oh, my God. Get it? Because, like, he murdered the cow and then sent it to McDonald's. That's the joke. That's the joke, if you didn't know. Right? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't understand how someone could go through that and just be able to do that. Like, it takes a different type of person to be able to do that, you know? You just look at them or whatever. They're like, oh, no way. We got you a present. What's the present? This is Wendy's. Would you like a 4 for $4? Would you like to upgrade that meal? Dude, sucks for those animals, but it's real, man. Also, like I said, I was saying with like veal, like a baby cow, how do you even approach that? This mother pops out a child. 3 weeks later, you go up to her, you're like, hey, how's the kids? Oh, good. Good. Everything's good. Really happy right now. Really just grateful for life. That's amazing. Wow. Who's your favorite out of all of them? Little Timmy here. He's definitely the quirkiest one of the bunch. Really? That's cool. Do you mind if I, you like him so much, I figured I might as well throw him in the truck, give him a little ride around the compound, you know, kind of just show him around. You can't laugh yet. This isn't the end of the joke. Wait, let me finish. Figure out, is that cool with you? Yeah, sure. You can give him a ride. No problem. You're going to bring him back? Oh, yeah, I'll make sure he comes back in a few days. Just figure I'd give him on a little road trip. I like to do that with all the new young cows. Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Thank you. 3 days go by. Hey, I was just wondering, where did little Timmy go? Oh, I meant to tell you, we took him, but then he ended up getting a little lost. Where did you lose him at? The butcher shop? Oh my God. No, it's fine. He's with this really nice lady called Wendy. Yeah, she's great. Yeah, no, she's going to make sure he goes to a good a good home, a good It's real, man. It's real, dude. It's a real thing, people. Hold on. I'm going to be right back because I'm going to piss my pants. I think I drank too much. I had way too much caffeine, and that's a lot of liquid. I'm going to be right back. I'm back from my pee. I'm back from my pee-pee. I had a good time in there. I had a really good time. Anyways, let's get into current events. I wanted to get into them earlier, but apparently I just had too much to talk about. I had too much to get off my chest. I was very angry, but we're going to get into current events. First thing into current events here, I kind of already... I don't need to really look at my phone considering these are the same current events that I tried to go through yesterday, but unfortunately had mic issues. Anyways, first current event, Neil Young complained to Spotify and because he said they're letting Joe Rogan spread vaccine misinformation on their platform and that it's either him or Joe Rogan. And to when I read that, I started profusely laughing because this guy is clearly a fucking idiot. So Neil Young, musician,
You've definitely heard his name before. But anyways, I don't know. Neil Young, listen. This isn't pro. This is not me defending Joe Rogan or anything like that. This is just me making a very obvious statement about the fact that this is how the world works. So, Neil, listen, buddy. Can I call you Neil? I'm going to call you Neil. Neil. I don't know if you know how the world works, but you have 6 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Joe Rogan just got paid $100 million and gets over millions upon millions of downloads per episode. Spotify is not gonna, they're not gonna be in shambles, okay? They're gonna throw you off the platform immediately. They don't really care. All you gotta do is ask them, be like, hey, can you take my music off? Spotify will be like, gladly, absolutely, because you make us $120 a month and Joe Rogan makes us $1 billion. They don't care. Also, this is what I've been, this is the biggest thing that I really hate about this entire thing. I don't really care about Neil Young, but this made me start thinking about it. Dude, why are we, everybody's so upset. Everybody's been so upset with Rogan. I've like refrained from talking about this because like I thought it was just like kind of irrelevant, but now it's sort of irrelevant and I think it's hilarious. Joe Rogan, why is everybody getting mad at Rogan? They're like, he's spreading vaccine misinformation. Dude, let him. Who fucking cares? Like, people are like, it's so wrong. Like, the media gets so mad at him. Dude, who actually, listen, if somebody listens to Joe Rogan and then thinks and then actively believes every single word he says and doesn't question one thing, if somebody wants to shove a fucking python up their anus, let them. Why are we stopping them from creating such phenomenal content? Why are we, okay? If Joe Rogan tells them to drink bleach and they do it, that's their fault. Why are we stopping Rogan from talking about shit? Like, just let him say whatever I want, right? Once again, this is just a joke. This is not a fucking me being like anti-vax. Dude, I have the vaccine. Okay? I just got the booster last week. I grew 4 extra nipples. Okay? That's just what it is. See, like right there, that's vaccine misinformation. Do I not have a platform anymore? Like, what happened? I feel like ever since the pandemic hit, all of a sudden free speech isn't allowed anymore, right? Like, it's free speech. Like, they're like, he's spreading vaccine misinformation. Who fucking cares? If these people are going to believe everything, you shouldn't. First of all, let me just state, I'm not saying Rogan's the only person that you shouldn't believe. Don't believe everything I say. I called fucking Papa Smurf a pedophile last week. Why would you? If any of you were like, holy shit, I can't believe it, that's a joke. Like, what? You shouldn't believe everything I say either. If I come on here and said that I got the booster and now I have 3 assholes, you shouldn't believe what I'm saying. I should be able to, like, I mean, it's honestly, personally, this might be controversial, but I think it's great that Spotify's leaving Joe Rogan up. People should be able to say whatever they want, even if I don't agree with them. They should be able to say whatever they fucking want. I should be able to get on here every week and say, I'm going to go murder a bunch of children. I got 35 dead children in my basement that I'm going to go piss on after this episode. That's not real. Everybody knows that's not real, but I could say whatever I want, right? I'm going to go fucking, like earlier today, I said I'm going to hang Jeff Bezos. I'm not going to hang Jeff Bezos. If he was in my home, I would try to, but he probably wouldn't let me. His bodyguards probably wouldn't let me get as close to him, okay? You should be able to say whatever you want, whatever you want. I'm going to kill the president of the United States. Oh my God. Joe Biden, more like Joe Bygone, because he's going to be dead. Oh, FBI, come find me. What? I should be able to say whatever I want. Trump tried to sell me on the black market. I could say whatever I want. It doesn't really matter. That's the beauty about it. Right? The CIA put a chip in my brain. I don't fucking know. Elon Musk tried to have sex with me when I was an 8-year-old. I could say whatever I want and it doesn't matter. That's why, dude, that's the one thing that like I really hate about like how, like, the direction we're moving in, like, everybody wants to make sure that, like, everything everybody says needs to be factual. Dude, if everything needs to be factual, then, like, what fucking comedy's gone forever then? If you want everything to be factual. Also, why do we care so much about the people that believe every single word that Joe Rogan says? If they're going to put foreign chemicals into their body because Joe Rogan told them to, they probably already have, like, done a lot of other terrible things as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Joe Rogan just speeding up the process of them throwing random, untested foreign chemicals into their body, when in reality, give them 5 years, and I'm sure they're going to drink aerosol because they think it kills COVID or something like that. I don't know, you know? If they want to drink horse semen because they think that it's going to boost their antibodies, then let them. Who cares, right? They die, they die. It's their fault. I don't know why all of a sudden we care about all these people that are, we should be able to do whatever we want, right? I mean, obviously there's a line. You shouldn't murder people. That's obviously number one. There's laws in place of things that you shouldn't do, sexual assault, et cetera, et cetera. We know all the terrible things. But like when you really break it down and you really think about things like, is Joe Rogan really that much of a problem? Dude, who cares? He fucking, one of his episodes, he got high, put on an orange spacesuit, and talked about what it would be like if an alien fucked a monkey, and then the media turns around and goes, let's believe everything he says. Why would you believe anything he says in the first place? Why would you even, like, consider that anything he says is correct? What are we talking about? Right? I don't know, man. I think it's just the media. Like, each side just wants to, like, push a narrative. You know, like, CNN is like, Joe Rogan is a fucking, he's killing people. He's ruining this country. And then you turn on Fox News and then Tucker Carlson is like, "I fucking M&Ms are gay. I'm pissed. I hate this world." Dude, quit looking at the news and just staring at the news for, like, face value. Look at it. Take a step back and really look at it because it's hilarious. A lot of people are like, what's your favorite comedy series? Fox News. It's great. Dude, because he's dead serious and it's so funny. Like, half of the things that he says sounds like a skit that I would say. Like, it sounds like something that I would make up on this podcast. Also, like, M&Ms, we're going to talk about, let's get into that now. M&Ms, they, like, randomly, they changed. They're like, nobody, by the way, I have friends who are part of the LGBTQ plus community. I talk to people all the time who are part of the community. And they're friends of mine. I talk to them on a regular basis. You want to know what hasn't come up in a conversation? Not once have they been like, hey, you know what really pisses me off? How the green M&M just looks a little too fuckable. That's what makes me upset. Okay? You want to know? I hate how each M&M does not represent every single body type in America. It's a candy! What? Who was upset about this? Who was angry? Sometimes I think companies do it. Like, they try and, like, they'll just, like, randomly make, like, what they think is a progressive stance, right? Like, the progressive stance that they should make is like, oh, make, like, their workforce more diverse, but instead they just made the M&Ms more diverse. Nobody actually gave a fuck. Like, nobody's opened up the M&Ms and they're like, why aren't there actual skin colors? Why are these M&Ms red, green, and orange? What are you saying? You don't like any race? It's like, let's calm down. Let's take a breather. And who actually gives a fuck? It's a piece of candy. It's a piece of candy. Another thing that these influencers were trying to push. Hold on, let me take a sip of water here. I'm parched. What's good, people? We're going to take a quick break to introduce today's sponsor, Manscaped. Manscaped is trusted by more than 10 million men worldwide for their trimmers, hygiene, shower formulation, and premium boxers. They got it all, people. And listen, we have been sponsored by Manscaped before. They've been wonderfully kind to send me their products. I use a regular Manscaped for my chest, body. I get hairy. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if you guys have seen my legs, but I look like I could be part Sasquatch. Also, my face, I get a lot of nicks and bumps and things of that nature. So that's where this new product that they just sent me, absolutely love it. And it is called the Handyman, which is a compact faced shaver. It's an incredible grooming tool that delivers a quick close shave, ensuring you look and feel your best. The Handyman is equipped with a unique dual blade, features a standard foil shaver as well as a long hair leveler blade to knock down up to 3 days worth of growth. Say goodbye to patchy beards and hello to a clean, well-groomed appearance. It also features skin-safe technology designed to help reduce nicks and cuts, which is fantastic because I, for some reason, you put a razor blade in my hand and I feel the need to cut my face. Not that I want to, not that I'm trying to, but somehow, some way, it always happens. And the best part about it, guess what? The Handyman is waterproof, which makes cleanup quick and easy. So if that all sounds like something you'd like, or maybe your boyfriend, or maybe somebody you know, or maybe just somebody that you think could get rid of a little bit more hair on their face, then get 20% off plus free shipping at Manscaped with promo code COS20 at manscaped.com. Hashtag Manscaped Partner. Now, back to the show.
Oh my God. Oh, dude. Oh, fuck. Real quick, dude, my neck hurts so fucking bad. It's so stiff, man. Probably from just like eating so much pussy, man. That angle is just terrible. Oh, that's not true. I haven't left the house in like 3 weeks. I like it that way though. I don't like conversing with others that much. I kind of just like to keep to myself. I've realized that over the past years, you know. I used to think I was very extroverted, right? Just because like I thought being extroverted meant that like it was easy for you to like talk to new people and that you were able to just like interact in any social situation. I thought that was being extroverted. Turns out that's not being extroverted. Apparently extroverted means that when you go out and you hang out with people, you gain energy from hanging out with people. And introverted is the opposite, where when you go out and you see people, after a while, your social battery drains and you want to leave. And I realize that's me because I'm the guy to leave early, dude. I don't know. I wouldn't even question it. Like, you know how some people be like, I don't want to leave early. It's rude. I literally don't care. Like somebody could be like, God, Anthony's such a dick. I can't believe he left the party at 9:30. And then like literally they could text me that and be like, you're such a prick for leaving early. And I'll just be laying in my bed and I'll be like, this is the greatest night of my life. I literally don't care about anybody's opinion. This is amazing. Like, I just like being by myself, I've realized. But anyways, yeah, the M&Ms, I don't know who got upset about this. Like I said, I know a lot of people and I'm friends with a lot of people who are part of the LGBTQ plus community, and not one of them was like, I hate how there's no transgender M&Ms. Transgender people in the workplace, yeah, that's diverse. That's making a change, right? But at the end of the day, there's still just a bunch of white dudes that are running shit. So, you know. Also, the reason I found out that they tried to, M&M tried to, or I guess Mars is like the company, like Mars Candy, like that's who owns M&Ms, but that's not really super important. But, so I guess Mars is what I should be saying. The reason that they made this change to M&M was to like focus the media on that. And then I did a little bit more research and apparently they have a lawsuit for child labor. Oh, that's why you changed it, right? A lot of these big companies, I realized that they don't actually give a fuck about being progressive. Like they don't care. Like if like, I think it's great. I'm very progressive. Like, I think it's like literally like, yeah, everything should be more diverse. I agree. But there are levels to it where it's like nobody actually gave a fuck. Like, every single one of the M&Ms could be like fucking purple and have no face and have no legs and arms. Like, that's honestly, that's a little weird. Like, that they added arms and legs to M&Ms. Like, imagine the first time that commercial came out where the M&Ms had arms and legs and somebody was just like rocked and like high as shit. They probably had a panic attack watching the television. They were like, they were like, holy shit, they have legs now? Holy fuck, I'm so sorry. They're like high as shit eating M&Ms on the couch. A commercial comes on, they just like, they start walking around. They're like, oh man, dude, oh, whoa, dude, this is some crazy weed, man. Fuck. This is too much, dude. Holy hell, man. Fuck me. This is bad. This is too much. Seriously, though, nobody, like, yeah, inclusive. Also, what I was going to say about the companies, a lot of these, like, billion-dollar companies, newsflash, most of them don't actually care about being progressive. They just don't want to get canceled. They'll literally do anything just to make money. They don't actually care. And they'll do anything to like hide shit. Like I was saying, like the child labor lawsuit for Mars Candy. Like they don't actually, nobody was complaining about the M&Ms because nobody really gives a fuck about M&Ms. Like they're a piece of candy, okay? Like nobody's looking at the Fruit Loops commercial and being like, why is it a toucan? Why isn't it a cardinal? Because no one gives a fuck. Because it's a bird. Birds don't matter. This is a really... I feel like there's going to be parts of this that I'm going to have to cut out. Because I've just been spewing shit, information. Probably some things I'm not allowed to say. Whatever. I don't really give a fuck about what people think at all. There's this other... Oh, another thing in current events. Russia is apparently trying to take over Ukraine. That's not exactly ideal.
I saw a couple of influencers are like, we need to step in and we need to stop this war. I was like, I saw a few of these influencers say that about Russia and Ukraine. I was like, what do you want me to do? Like, what do you want me to do about this? Would you, sign my petition, link in bio. Fucking, what do you think? You think you're going to send a petition to Putin and he's going to be like, that's it. I want everybody dead. I'm taking over the world. And then someone's going to be like, wait, sir, I have a petition. He's going to be like, a petition? Fuck, give me that. What does that say? Holy shit. Is this 1,000 signatures? Holy, 1,000? Son of a bitch. Well, war's off. We're gonna have to pack it up. I mean, there's nothing. What do you mean? There's nothing. There's 1,000 signatures. 1,000 signatures from white girls who live in Manhattan? Fuck, dude. Oh my God. What? What does this say? If I invade Ukraine, I'm canceled. I can't get canceled. Everybody knows I'm trying to get into stand-up. I can't get canceled now. Fuck. War's off. War's off. Send the troops back. Send them back. I can't get canceled. Emily from Manhattan says if I start World War III, my career is over, and I can't have that. I can't have that at all. Yeah, war's over. He doesn't fucking care, okay? I even saw people on Twitter that were, like, defending him. I made a joke on Twitter that was, like, making fun of the people who were, like, defending Putin. I don't even know. Some of these people, what's going on upstairs? What is going on upstairs? The people of Ukraine are like literally in shambles. They're fearing for their life. And then these fucking morons on Twitter are like, well, Putin, you got to think about it from his standpoint. The fact that he's fucking insane. The fact that he's literally a dictator who doesn't care about murdering people at all. Like, they're like on the internet. They're like, it's not his fault. He's just a Scorpio. No, it is his fault. It's absolutely his fault. That's like the same people who like, some people try and like defend like serial killers. They're like, he went through a lot during childhood. It's not his fault that he murdered 40 people. Dude, a lot of people go through a lot during childhood. Okay. You don't just get a free pass if you murder 40 people. You're like, what? What was that? Your dad used to hit you? That's fine if you killed a couple people. It's no big deal. Yeah, no, you're forgiven. Absolutely. No! That's not how this works. These people think, like, seriously, dude, these influencers, they think a couple petitions is going to stop Putin from, like, starting a war. What do you want me to do? Seriously. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, if you're going to say, oh, like, yeah, I agree people should know what's going on, but that's the furthest that I would even talk about it and push people to know about what's going on. Because other than that, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Go over there and fucking fight? I'm terrible on the I would be a disadvantage on the battlefield. We've talked about this before. Like, I'm fucking, dude, I'm all over the place. All right? Also, if I shoot somebody in front of me, if I put a bullet in somebody's head, I'm going to be, dude, eternally fucked up. There's absolutely no way I'm going to be able to deal with that. Like, I literally applaud the people who are able to fucking go to war any country. Obviously not Russia. I'm not a big fan. Also not a huge fan of North Korea. Not the greatest guy. But I mean, hey, everybody makes mistakes. That's what it sounds like when some of these people talk on like Twitter and some of these influencers. I guarantee, dude, one day I promise you, some influencer is going to come online and they're going to be like, listen, we should really hear out Kim Jong-un. You know what? No, we shouldn't, dude. No, we shouldn't. Okay, why don't you hear me out on why we need to put a bullet in his brain? That's what I think. Okay, God, jeez, man. Some of these influencers are so out of touch with reality. I'm not afraid to say it either. I don't care that, oh, Anthony, aren't you technically a part of that group? Dude, some of them are so out of touch with reality. They like live in the middle of Manhattan and they're like, we should really help the poor. And then they just go on a flight to Bora Bora. Bitch, you don't give a fuck. You don't care. What are you talking about? Quit lying. I want one of those influencers to get in front of the camera who are like when the world's in shambles with COVID and everything, and they're like posting pictures from Bora Bora. I want one of them to look into their Instagram on their story and be like, listen, I don't give a fuck about the poor and I don't care who dies. And quite frankly, if you're starving, sorry, I'm busy. Like, I want one of them to say that because that's how half of them feel, dude. That's how all the billionaires feel, right? They're like, I'm a philanthropist. They're like, I care so much. You live in a penthouse, okay? And like, it's one thing to like, obviously, like, you know, and I'm not saying that like, oh, if you have a bunch of money, like you're obligated to always like, to like look out for every single person and like constantly. No, because I get that could cause a lot of anxiety, but don't just sit on Instagram and like pretend like you care. Because that's what a lot of them do. They sit on Instagram, they pretend that they care, and they're like, well, we need to do this, this, and this. And this is how we're going to save the environment. Or even like, yeah, let's take it to a lower level, because I was getting a little bit out of hand. Let's take it to a lower level. Oh, we need to have, everybody needs to start using metal straws because that's what's going to save the environment. And then they turn right around and they're like, and speaking of metal straws, I have this new line coming out where all these kids in China working under minimum wage to make these metal straws so that they have terrible working conditions, but at least we're saving the turtles. That's what, right? You could see right through it, dude. Man, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because like I'm so in tune, or not in tune, but like I obviously with the podcast and everything, I have to look at like so much news and so many people on social media that sometimes, dude, I swear, man, some of them have like this gloss over their eyes. I don't know if you realize this. This is going to like get me killed. I hope not, but I don't know. They have like, some of them look like they have this gloss over their eyes where you could just see right through them, and they're like, you're like, you just look at them and you're like, God, you're so fake, right? But anyways, kind of circle back on this Russia thing. Listen, these influencers, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to call Putin? Would you like me to give him a ring? Ring, ring. Hey, poo-poo. Hey, Putini. How you doing? Hey, babe, listen. So it sounds like you are having a little crisis over there. Maybe you're freaking out a little bit. You like kind of want to like take over Ukraine. What if instead, maybe you take a little bubble bath, calm down a little bit, get your senses, circle back next week, and then we'll decide whether or not you want to still invade Ukraine. And he's like, all right, all right. And then like a week later, I'm like, so how do you feel? He's gonna be like, to be honest with you, I just needed a bubble bath. Like that was really it. Like I just needed a bubble bath. I read a good book, lighted a few candles, and next thing I knew, I was like, you know what? Nobody needs to die today. And I think that's important. I'm not. How do you feel, babe?
Well, I decided that I'm not gonna kill anybody, so that's big. I decided that I'm not gonna do it, and I realized that I was just acting out, and I'm sorry.
Nah, dude, he's a maniacal leader. And yeah, not a good guy. Not a big fan of Putin. not the greatest of dudes. Could definitely be better people in the world for sure. I don't know. Another thing in current events, I don't know if you saw this, people are burning Carhartt jackets because they made a vaccine mandate. I think it's hilarious whenever people do that. Like whenever a company like comes out with something and they're like, yeah, we did this. And then everybody's like, I'm going to burn every piece of clothing that I've ever bought from you. What do you gain from that? Like you're just burning like a good jacket. Like that's, it's like really stupid, you know? And like, I get it. You're like, it goes against your beliefs or whatever. And like, that's fine. Right? Whatever you believe, congratulations. But at the same time, like, you know, you could just not like, if you don't like what a company's doing, just don't buy what they're selling you. Like you don't need to go around burning the clothes that you already have. Like that's a little counterproductive if you ask me, right? Also, it's like, these same people, it's a little bit hypocritical if you think about it, because they're like, oh, they did a vaccine mandate. Well, I'm gonna burn all your clothes. Okay. Why don't you burn your Apple products too? Because they had I don't know if you know about this, but there's nets outside of the Apple facility. Not crazy enough, not to catch fish. I know that's probably right, or butterflies or jellyfish, but it's to catch people so that they don't kill themselves because they jump out the third story window because they're in terrible working conditions. Yeah. So why don't you burn your iPhone too while you're at it? Oh, and Amazon? Oh, why don't we talk about that? Jeff Bezos, the workers have to piss and shit in a bucket. You know that little Prime membership you got? Why don't you burn everything you ever got from Amazon? Because they don't treat their workers nice, so it makes sense to just start burning everything you own,
Why don't you do that? Well, I mean, I would, but like my bed frame's from Amazon, like my desk, like.
And all of a sudden, now you're starting to realize that that's like really ridiculous. You don't have to burn everything. Also, I don't know if you know how the world works. Once again, oh, you don't like what a company's doing? Cool, dude. Carhartt's a privately owned company. They could fire every single employee tomorrow, put people out of work. That ruins a lot of lives. They could do it. It's legal. Like they could literally do that. They could do whatever they want. They could make it mandatory that everybody shows up tomorrow in a G-string. What's the government going to do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's just how it is. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know, whether you're for or against that Carhartt vaccine mandate, I think we could all come to the conclusion here that it's very stupid to just start burning clothes for no reason. It's very dumb, right? Because you're going to burn a bunch of clothes and then winter's going to come around and you're going to be like, fuck, I don't have any jackets. What are you going to do now? It's silly, man. People are silly. A lot of people are silly. Why would you burn things when you could just not continue to buy things from the company? If you don't like a company, you don't need to burn previous things. You could just fucking... I mean, to be honest with you, if we're going to be 100% honest here, say a company... I don't know. What do I wear a lot? L.L. Bean. I absolutely love their slippers. I'm wearing their moccasins right now. If L.L. Bean came out and was like, hey, listen, we murdered a bunch of children, I would be like, ah... shit, but these slippers are so comfy. Ah, I'm at such a crossroads, you know? And I'd keep the slippers. I wouldn't burn the slippers. You know, they could get on the air and be like, listen, we used to hang out with Epstein. We used to hang. We were bros. But we're sorry. I'd be like, well, they're sorry and these shoes are comfortable. So right? Whether or not you think that's terrible, like sure. Would I think what they did is horrible? Absolutely. Would I buy slippers from them again? No, I wouldn't. No, because what they did was fucked up. But would I burn the current slippers I own? No, these slippers are fantastic. Why would I do such a thing? That's terrible. If UGG came on, I have UGG boots, love them to death. If they came on the air and were like, listen, we abuse animals, I'd be like, hey guys, come on, stop. All right, that's enough. You're in timeout. Now go make some more boots. Right? I don't know, man. Today, I'm just really all over the place. I'm just really saying... Today, we're really saying whatever the fuck we want. Last episode, I thought I was saying what I want. This episode is different. This episode is monumental. This is going to be a staple of the Kicking with Kaz podcast. This is going to be... Kaz Goes Off the Rails. That's the name of this episode. Kaz Goes Off the Rails. Yeah, I'm going to talk in third person, man. Sure I am. Why not? Because we can. And by we, I mean me. That's it. That's what I need, a fucking production team, man, so I don't have to worry about this mic situation. I swear to God, dude, if this audio's fucked, I'm going to throw myself out my window. That's a little aggressive. No, I'll do it. You're having my word on that. If you're listening to this episode, that means I didn't throw myself out my window. But if you're not listening to this episode, newsflash, I'm in the ICU with a broken skull. Okay? Oh, man. This is great. This is phenomenal. Yeah. I think we had more news. I'm not sure. Let's take a look. Maybe we got more. Sorry, I just got a text about merch, which is dropping Friday. If you're listening to this on Thursday, the 27th, the merch drops tomorrow. If there's podcast merch that looks absolutely fire, I would really encourage you buying it, as I am a little bit concerned on taxes, considering I am 3 weeks behind on a payment because the ads pulled. So if you wouldn't mind buying a hoodie, I'd fucking really appreciate it. You know, unless you want the IRS to come to my house and throw me in prison, please buy a hoodie so that I could pay my taxes. That is slightly a joke. Like, I think I'll be fine. But like, at the same time, I need to buy other things as well. So please buy a hoodie or joggers or a beanie or a hat. That's what I'm offering for the podcast. There's also going to be other merch that's separate from that. That's just merch in general. So make sure you grab that as well. Also, I should let you know that the people who made the merch, they did slaughter a few kids back in 2008, but the clothes are really, they're really well made. And the people who make them don't get paid a lot, but at the same time, like, they are really good materials. So just like, think about that, you know? If you want the people who made the clothes to get fed next week, you're gonna buy, okay? Also, if you're wondering how good the quality is, we sold, I'm not trying to brag here, but I just want to let you know, thousands, obviously, of the first merch drop that I did months back. And out of the thousands that we sold, only, I think it was two, maybe three people had like a little rip in theirs or something like that, which, you know, shit happens. And we immediately got it exchanged and sent it back to their house. As far as I know, because I set it up with my team figured it out. Three people had complaints. Everybody else worked out great. That's like 99%, 99.98% success rate. So you tell me, right? If you're wondering how good the clothes are, that's how fucking good they are, you piece of shit. That's how fucking good they are, you cocksucker. Deactivate them. But if you ever want to bring them back. Oh, that's a phenomenal. Thank you so much, Jen. Sorry, I'm talking to my, I'm reading my text out loud. Okay, great. That's perfect. Thank you. Exclamation point. Did I ever tell you guys I text like such a tool now? You know? I don't know if I've ever said this on here, but like ever since I started like, you know, doing all this stuff, and obviously, I mean, like I guess you could say in a way that I own my own business. In a way, like, sure, there's not, I mean, like, it's essentially the business is my brand, my name, in a sense. But whenever I like, since I always have to be in like contact with like people who are like, you know, professional people, I have to pretend like I'm also professional. So then I got in this habit of like using like exclamation points and like question marks if I'm confused or or like other things, you know. And so like I use those texting. So now I just text like a tool. Like my friends are like, hey, can you hang out this weekend? I'm like, absolutely, exclamation point. They're like, actually, on second thought, kill yourself. And I'm like, that's valid. Thank you. That's very valid. Right? I don't know, man. Woo! Woo! Oh, I know what I want to talk about. These guys, there's this podcast, like guys who have these podcasts where they like talk about how like women are whores and like they're the prize, and it's like it's all over TikTok right now. It's so funny. These guys are such losers. It's like all of a sudden they get like a little bit of money, and then they get a mic in front of their face, and then all of a sudden they think they're like, every single one of them thinks that they're like Dan Bilzerian or some shit, and they're like like, first of all, they're like, I don't know why women don't like me. I'm rich, successful, absolutely hilarious, and have a rockin' bod. And it's like, listen, buddy, you look like you jack off in a gas station bathroom and work at Jiffy Lube. So shut the fuck up. Right? You look like you sell used condoms in the corner of the library, okay? You look like you sit outside of a playground, and when someone goes, which one's yours? You goes, no, I just like to watch. That's that's what you look like, buddy. Maybe that's why you don't get any bitches, Mark. Maybe that's why you don't get any bitches. All these guys, their podcasts, they're like, I'm the prize. I'm an alpha male, okay? Listen, I don't like to get picky here, but last time I checked, alpha males don't have a receding hairline, okay? Alpha... I don't know about that. I don't know if you're allowed to say that, right? They're like, I'm so funny. I only hook up. And like every single one of them that speaks, they're all like a five tops, not even a five. They're like maybe a four, right? I'm just going to knock them down a few pegs. They're like maybe a four. They all sound like a mix between Jordan Peterson and a dyslexic 8-year-old when they talk. So it's like really fast, but none of it makes sense. And they just spew like a bunch of information. Actually, I think I have a couple clips here that we could take a little peek at. I feel like I saved a few on TikTok for this exact moment so that I could talk about this, because it's fucking hilarious. Here we go.
Do you ever worry that a woman is with you for the wrong reasons, and therefore, yeah, do you ever hide how successful you are?
That's a good question, and I think you have to look at it under a different frame. If she's only with me because I am tall, strong, rich, and successful, mm-hmm, and smart and interesting and charismatic and humble
and funny. Yeah.
If she's
like, do you hear this guy? Do you fucking hear this guy? He's sitting there, he's like, I'm the prize. Wait, wait, wait. Let's see what he finishes this with.
With me for those things, and I'm only with her because she's beautiful and shuts the fuck up. Who's more?
I'm only with her because she's beautiful and shuts the fuck up. And then they have the nerve to turn around and be like, why doesn't anybody like me? I feel like I'm a great guy. Oh, God. Jesus, man. Every single one of these dudes. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves you because you look like you work at a used car dealership and fucking jack off while you're talking to any woman on the phone. That's what you look like. You look like you'd pull a fucking... You look like you'd invite three girls over just to sit there and watch you jack off to a picture of Peppa Pig. That's what you look like. You little fuck. God, dude. Every single one of them. They're such losers. I want to have that guy on my podcast, honestly, just sit on here and just have him say the most random shit just so I can make fun of his little stupid ass. Every single one of them, they look like a mole rat who went through scientific testing and somehow survived. That's what they... Oh my God. Went through enough radiation to fucking... Oh no, I'm done. Into the unknown. All those guys are fucking losers for real though. All these dudes, they all look like the type of guy too who coaches like little girls volleyball, you know? Like, why do you, and like, don't have a kid? If you don't have a kid, you're not allowed to coach anybody under the age of 18. You're just simply not allowed. That's seriously how I feel, right? Because it's weird to like walk up to the coach and be like, which one's yours? He's like, I just like hanging out with the kids. Prison! You should go to jail just for saying that, right? You shouldn't be allowed. And like, I know like a lot of you are thinking, they're like, well, someone... What about, like, the old guy who, like, lost his wife and, like, he just really likes to give back to the youth? He doesn't like to give back to the youth, okay? He's fucking coaching 12-year-old girls volleyball. Something about him rubs me the wrong way. They might have tried, if I get a little bit too close, they might try and rub me the right way, if you know what I'm trying to say here. But, right? They're weird. They're weird guys. You shouldn't be coaching Little League sports. That's how I feel about them. You shouldn't be able to coach Little League sports unless you have a kid on the team. It's odd. It's very odd, right? Anytime I see somebody over 65 and they're like, yeah, I coach high school girls basketball. I'm sorry, what did you say? What do you do? I coach high school girls basketball. No. It's just a hobby I enjoy. Find a different one, okay? There's a lot of hobbies. And you landed on coaching girls volleyball. Sure you did. If I look up your name on the registry, are you registered? Huh? Are you? I think you are. Probably. You know what I'm saying? Anybody? Oh my God. Seriously, dude. Something about old dudes and little kids. Stop it. Right? Especially the old dudes that just like sit at the park. They're like, it's sad. He lost his wife. He just likes to hang out at the park. Hang out at the park when little kids aren't swinging on the swing sets, okay? Don't look so excited to go to the park every day. I get it. It's a beautiful day outside, but maybe turn the other way. Maybe don't stare at the children, you fucking freak. Right? Fuck! 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 Dude, I think I'm going to drop everything and become a WWE wrestler, right? That sounds like a fun time. Last thing I think I'm going to talk about here. Sorry I didn't get to fucking questions, by the way. Today was just, it's just how it is. That's just how it is some days. I'm terribly sorry. MGK and Megan Fox got engaged, and the ring that she has on is supposed to cause pain and cut her if she takes it off. Dude, what's wrong with them? What do you mean it's supposed to cut pain, dude? They're insane. They got the weirdest kinks I've ever seen. They also like openly talk about them. Like they'll like go on interviews. Like that one interview, she was like, what's my favorite thing that you do to me? And she's like, don't say that, sugar. Don't say that. What does he do to you? What was he going to say? I'm curious now. You can't just throw me that. You're throwing me an alley-oop without letting me finish the dunk. You're throwing me one right down the middle. How can I not sail this fucker 450 into the ocean? Give me a little bit of detail here. But at the same time, I think if they gave me the detail, I'd freak out, right? What do you think? I guarantee on their wedding night, they had some weird fucking ritual. Instead, they were like, kiss the bride. And I guarantee they just started fucking in the middle of the altar. And the priest was like, oh, good heavens. They had a British priest. Dude, I found out recently, fuck the British, first of all. Listen, I know I got actually a lot of British listeners, but I recently found out that fish and chips were just fish and fries. I feel like I've been lied to, and I hate that you guys call things differently than what I do. I hate that, oh, would you like some fish and chips? Every single dude, there's a fine line between British people. Listen, I don't care if this makes you angry and you're British. I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry at all. If British people either sound really fucking smart, like they sound like really intelligent. They're like, isn't that brilliant? I was just down by the quarry with William and Mary, and we were talking about the political confrontation of the West. Like that, right? They sound intelligent, but then the other half of the British people, they just sound like Muppets who do crack, and it's like, hi. These fish and chips are mighty good, fellow. Lay off the crack and stop sounding like Kermit the Frog. That's what half of them sound like. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's true, okay? And I'm sure you could say a lot of things about me. Go ahead. Go nuts. I don't really care. Please, for the love of God, I got to explain this to you guys every time. Leave comments on YouTube. Leave comments on YouTube that boost the video. Like the comment. Like the YouTube videos. A lot of you fucking watch it. I know you don't like it. A lot of you are in the comments. You're like, this is so good. But then you don't even hit the like button. God, fake fan. Fake fans. Okay. God, last episode we had a fucking suicide pact. And now this? Unbelievable. Okay. So if you're up, if you want to be in the suicide pact, like the video and subscribe and turn those notifications on. Okay. That'll, and maybe for the Patreon, I'll make exclusive merch. I'm in a cult. If my leader kills himself, so do I. That's what it's going to say. People are going to be walking up to you like you're nuts. That'll be funny, though. That'll be a good day. I think we're going to try and start a cult. That'll be good. I like cults. Cults are good, you know. Some of them, sure, they're not great. Some cults, not awesome. You know, yeah, but I mean, I think that's it. I'm Megan Fox, MGK. They're weird. I don't know. I'm getting kind of tired now. I think the fucking caffeine's crashing me. I think I drank way too much at once. Like I was really lit up for like 45 minutes, but these last couple, however long it's been, I'm not 100% sure. It's been a while. It feels like though, but I'm kind of just on that downturn and I'm really just crashing into the hills right now. I feel like I possibly need to take a nap and or open the back door and just yell at little kids who walk by just for no reason. I'm feeling very crazy right now. I feel like I want to do a lot of different things. Megan Fox, MGK, fuck them. I don't really care what they do. I'm sure at their wedding, they had like a blood pact where like instead of kissing each other, maybe they didn't fuck on the altar, but they just slit each other's wrists. And they were like, if I die, you die or some weird shit like that. And then fucking licked each other's blood off the floor. And then I don't know. They're so open about it too. That's what freaks me out the most. Like they like openly were like, whoever owns the Airbnb in Utah, and then they like gave the address. They're like, get a new kitchen table. What? Dude. If I'm the family who owns that place, I'm gonna be like, why don't we just burn the fucking house down while we're at it? Okay, what did you do on the table that you don't want to talk about it? What did you do? I don't even wanna. They're like, whoever owns that, watch out. How do you just say that publicly? Like you're just gonna let all these people know. I don't know. We're going to end the podcast here. I'm fucking drained. Like, subscribe, give rate and review on Apple, Spotify, fucking be looking alive for that merch. Once again, kicking it with Kaz on Instagram. That's where all the links are going to be. They might be down in the description down below. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll remember. Maybe I won't remember. I'm kind of hoping that I do remember. Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. If you think I'm going insane... after listening to this episode, I'm not 100% sure if I can honestly tell you that I'm not. So let's just leave it at that. And we're going to end every episode like we always do with two claps and Ric Flair. So can I get two claps and a Ric Flair? Woo! See you next week!